11 minutes after 4 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning, the 18th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1443. Let's welcome our beloved Ustad early this Tuesday morning. Ustad, welcome to As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Arafat. Jazakumullahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 18th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, and verse 79. Almighty Allah states, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ, and a portion of the night, فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ, you must perform your tahajjud prayer. Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Habib Allah, O Prophet, peace be upon you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tahajjud comes and is derived from the word hajada. Hajada means you were sleeping and then you woke up and then you started praying, obviously after ablution and so forth. So that is the meaning of the tahajjud, tarkun naum. Imagine a person is fast asleep nowadays and then you wake up 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the early part of the morning, and after ablution and so forth, then you pray 2, 4, 6, 8 rakats, 8 units of prayer to thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And that is how you increase the iman, increase the ta'alluq, connection between ourselves and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So yeah, there are many, many lessons to be learned. One, for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the salat was compulsory. For us, it is sunnah. So we say there are 5 daily salat, and the tahajjud salat is sunnah. It is very good, encouraged, and desirable. But in the case of the Master alayhi salatu salam, many ulama opine and say that it was compulsory to show everything the Master alayhi salatu salam did. He went the extra mile, told the ummah and informed them, you pray 5 times a day, but he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would pray 6 times a day. Told the ummah, you fast during month of Ramadan, 1 month per year, but he, the master alayhi wa sallam, would fast on the 13th, 14th, 15th of the Islamic lunar month. Similarly, on Mondays and Thursdays. So all you will see that he, the master alayhi wa sallam, led by example. And that's why he was, he is, he will always be the greatest leader for all times, all places and circumstances. And for me and you, if we wake up that time, he adabu salihin. You can never become a waliullah and a pious person in the true sense of the word until and unless you read tahajjud salat. All these ahadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the sahaba, and Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, who was a rabbi and embraced Islam, he said, I heard these words myself. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Afshu salam, give salam currency, make it common, assalamu alaykum, wa at'imu ta'am, take the food and give it out to the poor, the needy, the destitute, wasilul arham, and join the family ties, wasallu bil layli wa nasuniyam, and read your salat in the darkness of the night, whilst majority of the people are sleeping. Tadkhulul jannata bisalam, you will enter Jannah and paradise safe and sound. Subhanallah, what wonderful, beautiful advice. So fatahajjad bihi nafilatan lak, it's an extra salat for you, ya Rasulullah, O Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So nafila means, beside the 5 daily salat, another additional prayer you should perform. And majority of the ulama say this was compulsory, some say it was not compulsory, but we say it was compulsory for the Prophet, peace be upon him, alayhi salatu salam. For us, the ummah, the international followers, remember, it was never compulsory, it was always sunnah and good to do so. Asa ayyab asaka rabbuk, whenever the word asa comes and it refers to Almighty Allah, so it means definitely, so definitely ayyab asaka Rabbuka, your sustainer, nourisher, provider will raise you maqaman mahmuda, by the station of glory. Allah will elevate you, elevate you, elevate you. Ulama have written this refers to ash-shafa'atul kubra, that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for humanity. And what will he say? Shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati, my intercession is for those people of my ummah who perpetrated major sins. The hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi, and we should be begging even now and say, Allahumma rzuqna shafa'atan nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O beloved Allah, grant us the intercession of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of justice for ourselves and for our family members and the entire ummah. Secondly, remember that Almighty Allah elevated the Master alayhi salatu salam the most in the entire creation. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, we have elevated your name, nami, your ismigrami, your honorable name, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي, when my name is taken, then your name is taken. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ. Likewise in Adhan and Iqama and so forth. So therefore, we should know the status, the rank and status of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, today between 11 and 12, we will have the bliss of marriage, and between 1 and 2, the tafsir will continue. So we make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that Allah gives us tawfiq, that we read and perform our 5 daily salat, and we read tahajjud salat in Ibn Majah. There's a wonderful, beautiful hadith. Sometime you wake up and it's only 10-15 minutes left for cutoff time. Sehri time ends, suhoor time ends, tahajjud time ends. You have to go to toilet, make wudu. This, you got 5 minutes left. Husband woke the wife up and so forth. Her wife woke the husband up, and before time expired, they managed to read 2 rakats each. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when they read the 2 rakats, husband and wife, then Allah writes down, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, that they remembered Allah profusely and abundantly. We do little bit, and Almighty Allah gives us the title that we remembered Him abundantly, profusely. Little bit we do, and Allah praises us abundantly. Allah gives us everything almost, meaning that in this world, and what does Allah say? Allah gives us so much, Qul mata'ud dunya qalil, that this dunya, whatever you're enjoying, is very little bit. Allah gives us so much and calls it little bit. Why? Wal akhiratu khayru abqa, the year after is the best and eternal, everlasting. So we remember Allah a little bit, but Allah praises us abundantly. That is the mercy and the grace of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Nabawiyyah. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ustaz, the listener says, can a person who only reads Jummah Salah all year, through the entire year round, no daily Salah except for Ramadan, where he reads his daily Salah and Tarawih, Ustaz, consider himself as a Muslim?
Remember, we will say he's a Muslim, but remember, he is skating on very, very thin ice. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in Surah 74, Surah chapter 74, Surah Muddathir, Ma salakakum fi saqar, what made you walk straight into Jahannam and the hellfire? Qalu lam nakum minal muswallin. First answer they will give, they never used to read Salat regularly and perform Salat daily and so forth. Chapter 74, Surah 74 and verse number 43. So therefore people like that are guilty of major, major sin. According to majority Sahaba, companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, such a person is out of the fold of Islam. But majority scholars say, and we pass the verdict and fatwa according to majority, we will say he is a Muslim, but there will be terrible and horrible consequences. Allah Ta'ala forgives the person, that's a different issue. But otherwise, Quran speaks of Jahannam and the hellfire. Therefore, every Muslim male, female who is sane and mature must perform 5 daily salat regularly and punctually.
The brother says here from KZN, Ustad, I started my business 6 years ago. And alhamdulillah, it was successful for the first 4 years, Ustad. And in 2015, I went for Hajj. And after I returned, business started to drop. And now I am really struggling to keep my house, my cars, and pay staff. Please, Mufti Saab, what I should read, or how do I get my barakah to return to me? Family says you shouldn't have went for Hajj. What do I do now, Ustad?
Imam Abu Hanifa, let's start with Sahaba. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed one Hajj only after it became compulsory. Before that, the Master Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed 2 Hajj. Let's go to Sahaba. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma performed 60 Hajj. And he performed 1,000 umrah. So imagine, wa ataqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa marra. And remember that Imam Abu Hanifa, the Tabi'i, he performed 55 Hajj. Pirani Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu marqadahu, performed 50 Hajj. They all knew that Hajj is compulsory once. So why did they perform it so many times? Almighty Allah teaches us in Surah Hajj, chapter 22 and verse number 28, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ, so that they will witness and observe with their own eyes the nafa, the benefit, the profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, that will accrue for them. That's why they perform Hajj repeatedly. You need to ask yourself and go back to 2015, my brother, that when you were in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, maybe you did something there that brought the wrath of Almighty Allah, watching the TV and movies, disrespecting the Kaaba Musharrafa, or disrespecting Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Something maybe happened, Allah alone knows. Otherwise, Hajj and Umrah, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith in Tirmidhi, tabi'u bayn al-hajj wal-umrah, after Hajj, perform Umrah, after Umrah, perform Hajj. Hajj. After pilgrimage, go for the smaller pilgrimage, minor pilgrimage. For innahuma yanfiyan al-ithm wal-faqr. It removes the sins and poverty as well. So that is our belief regarding pilgrimage. When you use the money that is halal, maybe you use interest money, maybe you did some haram things there. So therefore, amal and radd amal, action and reaction. So therefore, Quran warns us, Surah 22, Surah Hajj, and verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِذُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Whosoever makes an intention, just intention, in the Haram Sharif, in Makkah Mukarramah, Makkah Mina Muzdalifah, M33M, بِإِلْحَادٍ deviation, بِذُلْمٍ oppression, transgression, نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Then we will unleash a painful punishment. Read the Asma'ul Husna, the 99 names of Almighty Allah, and read Huwal Hayyul Qayyum abundantly, Huwal Rahmanul Rahim abundantly, and read Ya Wahhabu Ya Wahhab, Ya Razaqu Ya Razaq, Ya Basitu Ya Basitu, and beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness and istighfar. Allah says Jumdidkum bi amwali wa baneen, Allah will increase your wealth, Allah will bless you with children. Chapter 71, verses 9, 10, and 11.
I see Walter says, good morning, AK, hope you're well in the team. What's the latest in India? Are they still humming the Muslims there out? Walter Ustad.
You must remember, Walter, you just have to go to the website of RSS and BJP and you will see it's their policy, you must remember. And after they have built up contact with the Israelis, the rogue regime, so there is what they gave them further tactics and strategy. So their aim is that to make the Muslims suffer. And they told the Muslims, you must say that, you must say Ram, Ram, you must praise the idols, otherwise you go to Pakistan or either you go to Qabristan. Either you land up in Pakistan or you land up in the cemetery and graveyard. So remember, see what is happening in Kashmir. Who shot the innocent people and then they had to exhume the bodies of the doctor and the other person? This is the apartheid regime of the BJP of Modi and company. And you must remember how they target the Muslims in different parts, the mob mentality, how many mosques have been burned, how many women have been raped and so forth, and obviously majority Muslim women. So that is what's going on in India, the world's largest democracy. Democracy for who? For the Hindus, yes, not for the Muslims. So the Muslims are treated as second, third class citizens. Same thing in Israel, the rogue apartheid regime. There they will tell you the only democracy in the Middle East. Yes, democracy for who? For the Jews. So both of them are guilty of ethnic cleansing. Both of them, India and Israel, the unholy alliance, are guilty of ethnic cleansing. Both of them are guilty of genocide and so forth. So we need to be clear on this issue that Almighty Allah has warned humanity and the Muslims. Chapter number 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find that majority of the Jews, majority of the idol worshippers, Hindus and so forth, that they are your worst enemy for the people of Iman, the people of Islam and so forth. So we can see it today. And remember, they don't make a secret of it. The next elections we will win when we go and we incite the Hindus. Remember the binding factor, that kick out the Muslims, treat them as second, third class citizens. So that's what they call Hindu nationalism, Hindu fanaticism, and so forth and so on. Otherwise, Muslims ruled there 700 years, and they never forced the people to become Muslim. So they ruling from 2014 till now 7 years, and you can see all the harm they have caused. So an absolute disgrace and a shame it is remembered.
I see Brother Urban says, but I'm very, very amazed that Muslims are not standing for you guys there in India, especially Pakistan. The cricket international player, Mr. Imran Khan, Ustad.
Remember, Imran Khan is the only one that is so vocal, and Pakistan is vocal. They're not getting support from the Arab Tanpod dictators, because the Arab Tanpod dictators decided they're going to do boot licking. They're going to do shoe shining. You must remember, majority of them, the Arab rulers, kings and prince and crown prince, are murtad, apostates out of the fall of Islam. They are there to boot lick Israel. They are there to bootlick America. They are there to bootlick, remember, India. If you go to Emirates and Abu Dhabi, you will find the biggest temple has been built there. So in the whole world after India. Now imagine a Muslim Arab country building temples and so forth. So they awarded prizes and rewards and awards to Modi, the terrorist, you must remember. You know, he murdered more than 1,000, 2,000 Muslims in Gujarat. America said they will not issue him a visa. So all this is documented. Nobody can deny it. But the Arab Tanpod dictators, because they're only interested in making money. Remember that. That let us make more deals with India and so forth. So they have sold their soul, remember. Pakistan is not to blame. Pakistan went to United Nations. Imran spoke against them so many a time. The problem lies with the Muslim countries and the Arab Tanpod dictators. Waylul lil Arab, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith in saying, woe and destruction to the Arabs. So it means first and foremost to the rulers and Tanpod dictators.
I see Mr. Bishop says that, I know you guys haven't heard from me, but I was giving a good thought about accepting Islam, but I've got a lot of people who I'm going to break their hearts. So it's a 50-50 situation that I am in. What do I do? Mr. Bishop, Ustad.
Mr. Bishop, just now, if you heard today's program, I used one name and I quoted the hadith, the saying of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, mentioned in Mishkat and Mustad Ahmad. He was a rabbi and you are a bishop. This rabbi came, his name Abdullah bin Salam. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, left Makkah Mukarramah on the occasion of the hijrah, the migration to Medina Munawwara, he was a scholar, he was a rabbi, and he just saw the Mubarak, the blessed, honorable countenance, the face of the Master alayhi salatu salam, and the features. He said, this personality definitely is the last Prophet and Messenger. We read about him in the Torah, and he is not an imposter. Now see what he does. He goes to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and says, I will embrace Islam, but please you must do one favor, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habiballah. What do you want, Ya Abdullah bin Salam? He says, go to the Jews and ask them, who is Abdullah bin Salam? And they will respond, and then I will come and say, I have embraced Islam. And then we see their response. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam agreed. So the Master alayhi salam was interacting with the Jews. They were there in Medina and so forth. So many a time there was interaction. What do you say of Abdullah bin Salam? They said, he is our rabbi and he's the most learned person. And they praised him and lauded him and so forth. Then he, Abdullah bin Salam, came and said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I bear witness that truly there is none worthy of worship but Allah. I bear witness that truly Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the last and final messenger. They said, the Jews, he's the worst person and Allah's curse be on him and everything. Just 1-2 minutes ago they praised him, lauded him, and now they were cursing him and criticizing him. So he, Abdullah bin Salam, turned to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, I wanted you to understand the Jewish nature. Mm. They are speaking with a forked tongue. Remember, till today, they will tell you peace, peace, process, P-E-A-C-E, but they will steal more and more pieces of land of the Palestinians, the bunch of crooks. So you must remember that, the haramis. So yeah, my brother Bishop, you know that there is life and there is life after death as well. So do you want to please your creator or do you want to please creation? That you have to answer, Mr. Bishop. Remember, we all have to make sacrifices. I tell you about my life, right? So when I went and said I want to go and study, my parents were very reluctant. Not that because I'm going to Pakistan, you know, you can't contact nothing. There's no cell phones and all those fax and all those emails and that. That time you want to make a call, you had to book a call 3-4 days before time and so forth. And when will they see me? When will I see them? And then other people also come and key them up. Yeah, don't send him and so. But with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, we went, we studied, we came back. They were so happy, elated and delighted. So in life, we have to take the plunge and the dive and place our trust solely, only in Almighty Allah. You must say, Mr. Bishop, whenever you are ready, I will embrace Islam and I am Allah, O Supreme Being. I am placing my reliance, my trust solely, only in you. وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. When you do that, Allah will take care of all your affairs and all your matters. You see, Dr. Bilal, embrace Islam. You see, Amatullah, Abdullah, Australia, they embrace Islam. You see, Brother Tanveer, embrace Islam. Brother Iqbal, embrace Islam. So many examples in front of you. We never impose upon anybody. If they walk past me, I won't even know who they are. But remember, today, they will tell you they're enjoying the true peace, tranquility, serenity, because that is what Islam offers you. So think seriously about it. Life is very short, Mr. Bishop. Tomorrow, we have to stand not in the High Court, not in the Supreme Court, not in the Constitutional Court, but we have to stand in the Divine Court. Then what will be your response and answer, Mr. Bishop? That is what we have to think and contemplate about.
Mr. Bishop says, please do pray for him and his wife and his family. It's a very hard and tough decision to start.
100%. I understand your predicament, your dilemma. We pray for you, but always learn to make the right decision and don't worry about all the perks and everything. See, but you know, I get so much wages, so many perks. I'm the bishop, does that. If I embrace Islam, I will lose that. You know, when I resigned there in Newcastle, I myself didn't know what I'm going to do. And then I joined the media. When I resigned from CII, I didn't know. Allah gave us this capital group. Allah reward them. Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his family. So Allah will always give you something better when we place our trust solely in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
I see Brother Harold Ustad. He says that, sir, they broke into my shop yesterday morning around this time. You know, please give me 3 tips. How can we stop this crime here in South Africa? I am fed up. Harold Ustad.
Harold, in Islam, my cousin, they broke into his shop as well, and I sent him a message yesterday just to console him and so forth. So first thing I'm going to tell you, Harold, is this, that if for Muslims and for others, we will say that give out charity daily, even if it's 1 rand, 2 rand. Mm. Say, O Almighty Allah, O Supreme Being, I'm giving this for your pleasure. You protect me from all calamity, disasters and so forth and so on. Second one, read Ya Raqibu, Ya Raqibu, R-A-Q-I-B-U. Ya Allah, you protect my shop, my assets, my valuables, my family, everything. So Almighty Allah's name is very, very powerful. Remember that. And third one, what you have to do is this. Make sure that you have all the things that are available, your alarm system, your security, all that. We know from top to bottom that majority of them are crooks, the corruption and all that. So they therefore, when we know we live in such a country, then we also must take all the necessary precaution, my brother. So it's not only you. I told you, the Minister of Police released the statistics, murder on an increase, rape on increase, kidnapping on increase. So all this is an indictment on the law enforcement and on the politicians. And one thing, I don't know if they mentioned it or not, they should have mentioned it. And if they did not, that pregnancy on the increase. When a nation, their 9-year-old and 10-year-old and 11-year-old are giving birth, over 100,000 of them in school, then a nation with no education for a nation is a nation without imagination. So it's going to get worse, my brother Harold, because you must remember, there's nothing to worry of religion for them, and that is secularism. You promote and advocate a godless society. We promote people stealing is glorified. Everybody laughs. The police will laugh also. So that is where we are nowadays. So may Almighty Allah protect you, protect your family, and protect all of us. We always tell everybody, read Surah chapter 12, verse 64. Chapter 12, the chapter on Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, and chapter 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Allah is the best protector. وَهُوَ أَرَحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the most merciful one to show mercy.
I see a new listener here who started by the name of Gil, G-I-L, from Balito. He says, I started listening to you guys from yesterday, but how do you guys do it? Don't you guys get tired the early part of the morning? I'm on my way to work and I'm listening to both of you. May God be always with both of you. Ustad, Brother Gil.
Thank you, my brother Gil. Almighty Allah bless you, guide you. We pray for you and your family that Almighty Allah shows you the true light. If I tell you that last night we had a program on Arafat myself between 8 and 10 live, then I had to send out the podcast, and then one issue was raised which I sent to all the broadcast groups and so forth. We will discuss it inshallah today between 11 and 12 because no time now and so forth. So by the time I went to sleep, was already past 12. And then we have to come here for program. So you see, my brother Gil, we don't place our trust on our energy. We place our trust on Almighty Allah's mercy. We say, Ya Allah, you help us. We want to propagate your deen, your religion, and unadulterated, the pure Islam to the masses, to the Muslim and non-Muslim. Educate the Muslim and propagate to the non-Muslim. So you, my brother Gil, you keep it there every morning and you listen attentively, and we are on between 10 past 4 and now this time. Now I got an appointment with my creator. I have to go pray for one and all, and Allah Ta'ala protect us all. 11 to 12, bless of marriage, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.